A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for the people Israel. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regards to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, in the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother was amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself are sought with peace, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Gospel to the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Simeon is really revealing the truth that Jesus later is dying for all humanity, and also is sought to appease the heart of Mary. We thank the Lord for his life given us, and also to Mary that he shared the life of Jesus and offered her life for all of us. Until today, she is appearing to human being, advising us always come to her son. Thank you, Mother Mary. Many times we do not follow you. Help us always for the fruit path of your Son, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. You give us your mother to us. On the cross, you give Mary to John, who represents all of us, to accept her as our mother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Mary.